American Language Course, Book 15, Tape 4B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4B.
Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat. Number 1. Allergy. Allergy. He has an allergy that makes him sneeze. Number 2. Mirror. Mirror. He can see his red eyes and nose in the mirror. Number 3. Laboratory. Laboratory. Treat. Treat. Shots. Shots. He went to the laboratory where they treat allergies with shots. Number 4. Prescription. Prescription. Medication. Medication. The doctor gave him a prescription for some other medication. Number 5. Pharmacy. Pharmacy. Got the prescription filled. Got the prescription filled. Pills. Pills. He went to the pharmacy and got the prescription for some pills filled.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to the paragraph.
Harry is a teacher, but he has an allergy to chalk. After he has been writing on the blackboard, he can look in the mirror and see his red eyes and nose. He had some tests at the laboratory in the clinic where they test for allergies, and the test showed that he was extremely allergic to chalk. They usually treat allergies with shots, but Harry doesn't like shots. So he asked if he could have some other kind of medication. The doctor gave him a prescription for some pills. Harry took the prescription to the pharmacy. He gave them the doctor's order for his medicine. He got the prescription filled right away and started taking the pills so he could go to class the next day with clear eyes and a clear nose.
Now listen to the paragraph again.
Harry is a teacher, but he has an allergy to chalk. After he has been writing on the blackboard, he can look in the mirror and see his red eyes and nose. He had some tests at the laboratory in the clinic where they test for allergies, and the tests showed that he was extremely allergic to chalk. They usually treat allergies with shots, but Harry doesn't like shots. So he asked if he could have some other kind of medication. The doctor gave him a prescription for some pills. Harry took the prescription to the pharmacy. He gave them the doctor's order for his medicine. He got the prescription filled right away and started taking the pills so he could go to class the next day with clear eyes and a clear nose.
Write the answers to the questions you hear. Number 1. What does Harry have? Number 2. What does he see when he looks in the mirror? Number 3. How do they usually treat allergies? Number 4. Why did Harry ask if he could have some other kind of medication? Number 5. What did the doctor give him? Check your answers. Number 1. What does Harry have? Repeat. Harry has an allergy to chalk. Number 2. What does he see when he looks in the mirror? Repeat. He sees his red eyes and nose. Number 3. How do they usually treat allergies? Repeat. They usually treat allergies with shots. Number 4. Why did Harry ask if he could have some other kind of medication? Repeat. Harry doesn't like shots. Number 5. What did the doctor give him? Repeat. The doctor gave him a prescription for some pills. Turn to figure 3. Look at number 1. Listen and repeat. Injured. Injured. Appeared. Appeared. Calm. Calm. George injured his leg. Bob appeared calm, but he was nervous. Number 2. Blood. Blood. Blood appeared on George's pant leg. Number 3. Operation. Operation. Care. Care. He didn't want to have an operation. But he knew he needed a doctor's care. Number 4. By himself. By himself. He couldn't get up by himself. So Bob helped him. Number 5. Sprained. Sprained. Twisted. Twisted. He twisted his leg when he fell. The doctor said it wasn't sprained.
Look at figure 4. Listen to the paragraphs about George and Bob.
George and Bob were walking to the BX. George fell and injured his leg. When he saw the blood on his pants, he tried to stay calm. But he was afraid the injury was really bad. He thought he might need an operation. Bob appeared calm, but he was really nervous. He knew George needed a doctor's care when he saw that George couldn't get up by himself. He got his car and took George to the hospital. Then he waited and waited while the doctor examined George. When the doctor came out, he told Bob he wasn't going to operate. George's ankle wasn't sprained, and the doctor said he would be all right in a day or two. Bob signed George out of the hospital and took him home. For a long time afterwards, George talked about the day he hurt his ankle.
Now listen to the paragraphs again.
George and Bob were walking to the BX. George fell and injured his leg. When he saw the blood on his pants, he tried to stay calm, but he was afraid the injury was really bad. He thought he might need an operation. Bob appeared calm, but he was really nervous. He knew George needed a doctor's care when he saw that George couldn't get up by himself. He got his car and took George to the hospital. Then he waited and waited while the doctor examined George. When the doctor came out, he told Bob he wasn't going to operate. George's ankle wasn't sprained, and the doctor said he would be all right in a day or two. Bob signed George out of the hospital and took him home. For a long time afterwards, George talked about the day he hurt his ankle.
Look at Figure 5. Listen to some statements. Circle T if the statement is true and F if the statement is false. Number 1. George injured his arm. Number 2. George saw blood on his pants. Number 3. Bob didn't seem calm. Number 4. George couldn't get up by himself. Number 5. Bob called a taxi to take George to the hospital. Number 6. The doctor told Bob he was going to operate. Number 7. George's ankle wasn't sprained. Number 8. Bob signed George into the hospital. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is false. George injured his leg, not his arm. Number 2 is true. George saw blood on his pants. Number 3 is false. Bob appeared calm, so he seemed calm. Number 4 is true. George couldn't get up by himself. Number 5 is false. Bob got his car and took George to the hospital. He didn't call a taxi. Number 6 is false. The doctor told Bob he wasn't going to operate. Number 7 is true. George's ankle wasn't sprained. Number 8 is false. Bob signed George out of the hospital, not into it. Look at Figure 6. Listen and repeat. Then answer the question. Number 1. Repeat. Fred hurt himself while hunting. What did Fred do? Repeat. He hurt himself while hunting. Number 2. Repeat. Marge weighed herself this morning. What did Marge do? Repeat. She weighed herself this morning. Number 3. Repeat. George didn't sign himself out. Did George sign himself out? Repeat. No, George didn't sign himself out. Number four, repeat. I drove to town by myself. What did you do? Repeat. I drove to town by myself. Number five, repeat. We saw ourselves on the news. Did you see yourselves on the news? Repeat. Yes, we saw ourselves on the news. Number six, repeat. I don't give myself my shots. Do you give yourself your shots? Repeat. No, I don't give myself my shots. Number seven, repeat. They helped themselves to the food. What did they do? Repeat. They helped themselves to the food. Number eight, repeat. We took care of ourselves in the mountains. What did you do in the mountains? Repeat. We took care of ourselves in the mountains. Look at figure seven. Listen to a question and a cue to an answer. Listen to the examples first. Write an answer to the question. Example. Should I type this letter myself? No. No, you shouldn't type the letter yourself. The secretary will type it for you. Did they bathe themselves in the river? Yes. Yes, they bathed themselves in the river. Number one. Did she buckle herself in? No. Number two, should we keep the records ourselves? No. Number three, will he cook the dinner by himself? Yes. Number four, did you fix the fence yourself? Yes. Number five, can you dry yourselves with these towels? No. Number 6. Did they move themselves from the apartment? Yes. Number 7. Should I spend this money on myself? Yes. Number 8. Did she mail the report herself? No. Let's check your answers. Listen to the questions again, read your answer, then repeat the correct answer after me. Number 1. Did she buckle herself in? Repeat. No, she didn't buckle herself in. Her mother did it for her. Number 2. Should we keep the records ourselves? Repeat. No, you shouldn't keep the records yourselves. The doctor's nurse will keep them for you. Number 3. Will he cook the dinner by himself? Repeat. Yes, he'll cook the dinner by himself. He's a very good cook. Number 4. Did you fix the fence yourself? Repeat. Yes, I fixed the fence myself. I can fix anything. Number 5. Can you dry yourselves with these towels? Repeat. No, we can't dry ourselves with them. They are too small. Number 6. Did they move themselves from the apartment? Repeat. Yes, they moved themselves from the apartment. They didn't need any help. Number 7. Should I spend this money on myself? Repeat. Yes, you should spend that money on yourself. You worked hard and you earned it. Number 8. Did she mail the report herself? Repeat. No, she didn't mail the report herself. The secretary mailed it for her. This is the end of Tape 4B, Book 15.